we will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Number 49. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Rock Pod listeners. Back in the ABQ again, doing the Rolling Off Track podcast. It's myself, Mr. B. You can find me at ROTPOD on Twitter and find a lot of information about the podcast and myself and as my sidekick. You can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And as with me, beside me, as always, DJ Problems. How's it going, buddy?
Yo, what's up, Albuquerque? What's up, Mr. B? How's it going, brother?
Doing good. Hashtag ABQ, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hashtag ABQ Duke City.
Hashtag amazeballs tonight.
Oh, yes, sir.
Another one. Hashtag ROTPOD.
Yes, sir. Hashtag the pod, bruh.
And hashtag get rot podded.
Oh, dude, I seen that, brother. I seen that.
Yeah, I remember last time we were saying that we should take a picture or something if somebody gets rot podded.
Yep. Yeah, so did.
I remember that. Then I turned the camera around and said, all right, there, good picture.
Bam, got rot potted.
You know, and when that guy was leaving, he kind of slowed down passing in front of me, and he's all smiles and he's just waving. You can hear his mouth, he was mouthing the words, thank you.
Oh, you can tell he was all excited about it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, right. Man. That's a good deed right there, bro.
That's good. Cool. DJ, you want to tell the listeners how to find you, where they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, you guys can find me on, of course, all social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, and, Vine. You guys can find me at DJ Problems, DJ PROBL3MZ, or you can find me also at, DJ Problems Official, and, hashtag Vine me or at, and it's where you can find us. And, of course, as always, on Rolling Off Track podcast, you can find me there.
Cool. Yeah, I can check out some of your vines, and the listeners want to check out your vines, see what you're doing on Valentine's Day, huh?
Nah. Yeah, dude, they can check out what I'm going to be doing on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I just checked out your vine that you posted. It was pretty good, man, pretty good. And that one you just posted on Twitter, huh?
What's that?
You just posted that one on Twitter, you didn't post it on Facebook?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with my phone, dude. The Vine won't let my phone do, Facebook anymore. Like, I hit to add it to Facebook, but it doesn't add it. So what I have to do is I have to copy the link from, from Twitter or, Vine and, share it like that.
Oh, okay. So your iPhone's acting up?
Yeah, man. I want to smash it on the ground.
Smash it. Smash it and do a dance on it.
Hashtag FTB, bro. Yeah, it's acting up, dude. It's freezing and all kinds of shit, and it's slow. It doesn't work, man. It's really acting up. So, looks like it's time for me to get another iPhone.
Yeah. So you're going with another iPhone?
Yeah.
iPhone E, buddy.
Yeah, I'm stuck on it.
You're addicted, huh?
I'm addicted like Mr. B likes Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird, yeah. The last time I played it was this morning and trying to get as high score as I can. But I seen some of these videos. Some people are doing like 90s. And would you say some DJ had over 100?
Yeah, I had 127, man. He was all pumped posting a video. I'll see if I can share it with you, bro.
All right. Yeah, I'm not close to that. But it's pretty addicting because you just want to beat your score and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one, good one. And, yeah, real quick about that Flappy Bird, listener, follower, sent me this story. Flappy Bird creator to take game down tomorrow, which is what? Sunday.
What?
He's gonna, yeah, he said he's, well, what he posts is, I am sorry, Flappy Bird users, 22 hours from now, I will take Flappy Bird down. I cannot take this anymore.
You cannot take what anymore?
I have no idea.
What the hell?
But I guess, yeah, so far I haven't read any negative things, like what people are saying to him, stuff like that. Like, I don't know if they're playing around, but you know, like when you get mad at a game, you just kind of post crazy stuff and like, F this game and stuff like that. I think that I don't know if that's getting to him, but I don't know if they're not really, serious about those, what they say, what they comment about the game, and he's taking it too personally or something. But he said he's going to be taking him off of the stores tomorrow.
It's fucking crazy, dude. I can't believe that they made a big impact with the Flappy Birds, and then it's just going to be taken off so quickly.
Yeah. And they said he was making around $50,000 a day in ad revenue.
Oh, shit.
And one story I read is they got into a few details about that, and they said it wasn't really $50,000 a day, but when it comes down to it, he's usually getting like around $6,000 a day. But that's still good, right?
Hey, bro, something's better than nothing. What do you think?
Yep, especially if it's $6,000 a day. That's real good, man.
That's a trip, buddy.
Yep. So I don't know if you'll be able to. I think you'll be able to. You'll still have it on your phone, but if you delete it, you know you can't. You can't download it again?
Oh, so once it's downloaded, hold on, brother. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to put some headphones on, okay?
Cool, cool.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. But yeah, man, that's crazy that they're going to discontinue that, man. Take it down.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So no more Flappy Birds on Sunday.
Dude, are you hurt?
No. No, it doesn't impact me or anything like that.
No, it's not as good as the other games.
Yeah, not as good as the other games. So, yeah, that's the first game I've been playing. Another one is, like I said last week again, I've been playing a Burn Zombie Burn with my son, co-op. Yeah,
I've been checking that out, man. I've been seeing you play that Zombies game, man.
Now, that one, I think that one I'm more interested than the Flappy Birds, because this one is just zombies, and again, you got to beat the high score to get onto the next level, and me and my son were playing, and he was getting into it, and just it was fun, just shooting zombies.
Nice.
Kind of like Left 4 Dead, how people play Left 4 Dead.
Is it almost like Gears of War, but like what do you call it, like an aerial view?
Yeah, like top down?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so wave after wave, zombies come out with different different types of zombies. Like one of them is a football zombie where he has a helmet and pads on.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just comes charging at you, and if you don't get out of the way, then he's going to hit you, and you just lose life like that. It's like big old zombies and just different types of zombies that are on fire. And when they get close to you, you start burning and start losing your life. So,
oh, it's shit. Fun.
I've been trying to do a video because of my own gameplay. There's other videos of other people's gameplay, but I want to try and do one on my own and see what I can make of it.
Instagram, buddy.
Instagram. Yeah. Or Vine, huh?
Yeah, you could. Oh, it's only 6 seconds, so that's kind of, you know what I mean? That's kind of a bad thing, but, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, other than that, the other game I'm playing was The Last of Us. And I'm far into that. For people that played it, I think I'm past the part where you get ambushed by some other survivors and they try and kill you. So there's like other people that aren't infected. So there's This the world of The Last of Us, some people get infected with this disease and they kind of like turn into sort of like, I wouldn't really say zombies, but they turn into something else.
What is it, like a skinwalker creature type deal or?
Well, one of the, like their faces, they start to turn, you know, like when they start losing life like a zombie, their face gets all kind of,
like deformed and shit.
Yeah. So I guess you could say zombies and people are turning to that and you're a survivor in this day and age and you're trying to get this girl that supposedly been bitten, but she hasn't turned. So they're thinking that she has a cure to cure everybody. So you just have to get her to a destination to like doctors or whatever. And you're just on this adventure and on the way. Like I said, I'm past this part where these other survivors, they just try and They ambush you and they try to take your belongings, like the stuff that you survive on.
Mm-hmm. They try and take your your health and stuff and your like survival tools and shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, that's other than that. And I gotta recommend this movie a lot. I mean, you gotta watch this movie, Lego Movie.
Oh yeah, is it good?
That movie is freaking, like I said, freaking hashtag amazeballs. That movie is good, man. You gotta watch it, DJ.
I'm down, buddy. I'm gonna have to check it out, man. I love Lego since I was a kid, bro. Now yeah. I just like to blow them up and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely want to try it out, man. I'm definitely open-minded and down to give the Lego Movie a turn. Does it got a does it got a lot of adult humor in it?
Adult humor, yeah. Kids humor. Mostly the kids humor is the way they act and the way their actions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the kids will get that, but then there's adult humor where they say where they use the words. So
the kids don't quite get that.
Yeah, but the actions that they do, it's for kids and adults. It's funny, man. It's funny. So you listeners out there, if you haven't watched it yet, go. Take your kids, take your wives, take your girlfriends, take your father, your mother, your teacher, your babysitter.
Yeah.
Take DJ with you, right?
Yeah, man, not on Valentine's Day though. I'm taking, dude, I got a date.
DJ might be dancing the night away, huh?
No, I'm gonna be dating myself, bro. I got a date with myself. I think I've been pretty faithful, bro, and I think I deserve a you treat deserve and a something. Night out on the town, bro.
Yeah. No disappointment there, huh?
No disappointments, bro.
You're not gonna let yourself down?
I'll try, bro. I'll try not to. And you know what? I can't promise the best meal.
Yeah.
But you know, hey. We can stop at Max Steak in the Rough or something, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, let's do some steak cake ribs, buddy. Steak cake ribs.
Yes, sir. Hashtag steak cake ribs.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, mentioning steak cake ribs. The 7th was my birthday.
Mr. B's birthday.
Yes, sir. So I had a good time all day. I took the day off, relaxed. And yeah, in the evening, we ate out and had some... Hashtag steak cake ribs minus the ribs.
Couldn't get the ribs down, huh?
No. It's all good, though. All good.
Yeah. Did you get that chocolate molten cake?
Chocolate molten. There's some chocolate in there, but yeah, there's a whole lot of cake. It was good, man.
Sounds good, buddy.
And ice cream. I got to add ice cream, too.
There you go.
So hashtag steak cake ice cream.
And ribs. Oh, well, yeah, for you, you got steak cake and ice cream.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, but would you start at steak cake ribs? I'm going to keep going with that, buddy. That's a good hashtag right there.
Steak cake ribs?
Yeah.
That's our hashtag, bro.
Yes, sir.
That started with the New Year's, brother, and it's going to carry all the way until the new year comes around again.
Yeah. We'll see what a DJ has on next New Year's. Huh?
Brother. It's gonna be steak cake and ribs and ice cream. In Denver, Colorado, brother. At the Chili's. Downtown.
So we gotta wait a whole year to get, to do the hashtag steak cake ribs ice cream.
I don't know, man. It might come sooner than later. You know what I mean? I just can't help myself. I might take a trip down to Chili's down the road, brother, and go get me some steak cake and ribs.
Yeah. Well, if you start it, then we'll be behind you, buddy.
Oh, brother, it's on. It's on.
Cool. All right. Anything you want to mention? Something that stands out? What you watch? What you play, DJ?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I've been live streaming me playing Call of Duty online. Just kind of getting like a video. I guess I get my webcam, get my MacBook and set it up on my bed and just face it towards the TV and let people watch me play. I don't think anybody's tuned in, but you know what I mean? It's okay. I'm just showing everybody what I do or fucking, you know what I mean? Just kind of just here and there tidbits of what I do during the day or whatever. So people could check out my boring life.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, man. Sorry, bro. I've been playing Call of Duty. I've been playing Need for Speed, the run still doing that challenge series, buddy.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't been able to jump back into the Boondock Saints, man. I just been, honestly, bro, I've been working on music and sleeping. I haven't left the house in like pretty much a week.
Oh, man.
So I left the house, I think I left the house yesterday or just went outside. I was like, man, I feel weird outside, dude. I'm all fucking caveman'd out right now, dude.
What is that bright light in the sky?
Yeah, what the hell's that? Oh, shoot. Yeah, man. So, now that you told me about the Lego Movie, man, I might have a reason to leave the house.
Yeah, that movie is it's good, man.
It's epic.
Yeah. And then you'll say the same thing to you right after you watch it.
Okay. So, should talk to my dude that's got them side movies, you know what I mean, before they come out on DVD. Maybe he can find me the Lego Movie, man.
maybe. I don't know, some guy that's on the street, huh?
Yeah, man, actually, I had a dude come in to my dude's barber shop that I go get my haircut at, and he's like, hey, man, you want some movies? I was like, you got the Great Gatsby, bro.
You want some movies?
And boogie. Sure enough, homeboy had one copy, dog. And I was like, this ain't no shitty copy, is it, bro? Because I'm going to be pissed the next time I come back and you ain't here, dog, with saying that it was a good movie. And paid like $5 for it, I think, or something like that, or like $2.
Yeah.
And just went home with the Great Gatsby, bro. Movie quality, bruh.
Oh, yeah. Just remember, so, you don't find them. They find you.
Exactly. I don't go looking for that stuff, man. It kind of falls in my path. You know what I mean? So it's either clear it out or take it in, you know?
Yeah. Exactly, buddy. Exactly. So just hopefully that guy finds you so you can.
Yeah, man. Hopefully he comes back. Yeah. Hopefully he comes back in. Nah, I'll probably go see it before I go get a bootleg copy.
Steak cake ribs on my mind right now, buddy.
Oh, bro, you're getting me hungry, bro.
Steak cake ribs. Cool. So, yeah, you ready for some cool, funny stories?
Ready for some cool, funny stories, buddy.
All righty. The first one I'm sending to you right now. Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather asked fans to pick next opponent.
Oh, shit.
He said he wants the fans to decide who he will fight in May, this coming May.
Who do you think it's going to be, man?
I don't know. I don't know too many boxers. So I couldn't really put my take on that.
Didn't he already fight Pacquiao?
I think he did like 2 years ago or something.
I thought he just boxed him not too long ago. Maybe I'm just that far behind. Or was it
last? Did he fight him last year?
That's what I thought. They were having a big one against Pacquiao and Mayweather, and I thought Mayweather won.
Oh yeah.
Is that true or am I just in my line?
I did watch his last fight, but I don't.
Jesus Christ, bro. He's 45-0, 26 KOs. Jesus Christ. He's 36, almost 40 years old, bro, and he's whooping ass.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're saying that he could be fighting Pacquiao in September of 2014.
Really?
Yeah.
Fight him again, huh?
Yes, sir. Fight him again. Yep, 45-0.
That is nuts. That is a... Better watch out. You know what I mean?
Somebody new and upcoming might take him out, huh?
It's always sunny in Philadelphia, buddy.
Yes, sir. This next one, buddy.
All right.
I think you're gonna like this pick. The pillow that looks like a giant bag of weed.
Oh shit! No way, dude. Dress your pain with the back pillow of weed. That's awesome. Hate that.
It's just it's just a square pillow, and it just looks like a big bag of weed.
Bag of weed, yeah. Tripping, it unzips too, and it's got a little stash pouch in it. Oh shit! That'd be pretty rough to wake up on your pillow and you got a pipe in your head or something. That's funny.
It's pretty good, man.
I like that, dude. Somebody please buy me a weed pillow.
A weed pillow. That doesn't say the price, huh?
No, it doesn't say the price, brother. Where's the? Is there any like links to buy it or anything? It's crazy. All right, man. Next story.
I like that pillow, man.
Dude, I wonder where you could buy it.
Yeah, I don't know, but knowing DJ, he'll have like a bunch on his bed. He'll be sleeping on the bags of weed.
Shit, man. I'll be sleeping in the pounds. I'm just kidding.
Just like Steve says, put that on your Amazon wish list.
Oh, shit. Steve, good idea, bro. Steve. I'm going to try and put it on my Amazon wish list.
Yeah, I'm checking on, see if it's on Amazon.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazonian weed, buddy. That's what it's called.
Amazonian, buddy. The internet drove.
Yes, sir. Next story. Steve Wozniak thinks Apple should build an Android smartphone.
No.
What? It's crazy, huh?
And of course they got Toto and the Scarecrow, right?
Yeah, with the Android holding an iPhone on his chest. Yeah, he's just thinking that since people like the design and the way the iPhones look, just the design of it, he thinks that they could make more money making Android phones and just the way they make their phones look good, that people will come and buy Android phones from them. And I do agree that the iPhones, they do look, like how they say, like slick and
they nice look chic, man. They look chic.
So he's thinking that they could bring that to Android phones and people will buy them. And he's just thinking about making more money.
Yeah, he don't care what side he wants to play, man. He just wants that dollar bill before it hits the dirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's crazy, man. What do you think about that? How do you feel about Android and Apple merging? I mean, is it something that you would invest in? Would you buy a tablet that was Android but from Mac, from Apple?
Yeah, I think I would get one just because, yeah, just like he says, it would look pretty good just to.
So is Mr. B saying that he would buy an Apple?
But what do you think it would be called? Would it be called like Apple Android? Do you think they would be called that?
The App Droid.
App Droid.
The App Droid.
N-Droid. No, App Droid. Yeah, they're right. App Droid. Apple. Sorry, buddy.
Mac Droid.
Mac Droid.
iDroid. iDroid.
iDroid. Yeah,
the iDroid. Hashtag iDroid.
That's right. That's a good name for it.
There you go, buddy. That's what it is.
If the iDroid came out and it looked pretty nice, I think I would get one. But depending on what Samsung does too, because Samsung are doing pretty good stuff on that too. They're doing pretty killer tablets, buddy. Killer.
Uh-oh.
One thing on the while we're talking about Apple, there's this rumor about Apple's new it's on the fifth one right now, right?
Yes, sir.
So they're saying on the sixth one, Apple iPhone 6, they're saying that the screen is going to be solar powered. It's going to have like a solar power on the screen.
No way.
So just like a regular phone, just the way it is right now. So if you have your phone facing up and the sun is shining on it, the phone will be able to charge itself from the, rays. That's pretty good, huh?
That's a good idea, buddy.
And yeah, I'll say it again. That is pretty cool if phones were to do that.
So it's a rumor just right now, huh?
Yeah, just a rumor.
Ah, you know Apple's up to something. They got the money, buddy.
Yeah, but that would be good. That would be good, huh? I feel like if you're on a road trip and you don't need your phone, you just put your phone up on the dashboard and it just charges.
No, I gotta concur on that one, brother. If you leave an iPhone in the sun, dude, on the dashboard in a hot car, it turns on a warning and it says your iPhone's too hot and the screen goes weird. It's really, really dim. You can't see it. Uh-huh. And it says warning, it's overheating, this and that. It's the craziest thing, dude. So I don't know if that would that be a good idea? Or would it be different because it's solar powered?
I think it would be different just because, of course, you're going to have to leave your phone in the sun, so they might be able to they're going to have to make a few changes on that.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, huh?
Crazy, crazy.
iDroid.
This link right here that I'm sending you, since we're on Apple, a 14-year-old schoolgirl receives second-degree burns when iPhone 5C reportedly catches fire in her pocket.
Oh, shit. No way.
So, second-degree burns. She was in class. And her pants caught on fire, and her first instinct, of course, was to stop, drop, and roll. And after she started doing that, the teacher and other students helped her by throwing her jacket or something on top of her to put out the fire.
You think Apple's going to get sued for that?
I don't know. Probably not. They'll probably get a bad press for it just a little bit, but then they're probably covered in this somehow.
Yeah, do you honestly really think that your phone would catch fire in your pocket?
Well, did this happen a few years ago? Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I think maybe this might be like the fourth or fifth time that it's hit the press that the iPhone is caught on fire.
Really?
Yeah. And I think don't buy the
cheap ones. Buy the iPhone C.
Yeah, make sure it says Apple on it instead of something like Apple's.
It says Manzana on it. That was a little bit of Albuquerque humor, sorry. The C must stand for cheap, buddy. The iPhone 5 cheap. Shit. I got a bad joke.
That 5C has been used a lot.
Yeah.
5C stands for cheap.
Yeah, I don't agree with the cheapness.
Yeah. So yeah, they probably got their bases covered by accidents like this.
Strikes again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sony kills its laptop and ebook business. Say goodbye to Sony Vaios, the laptops, and the Sony readers. That's it.
Wow,
no more.
Bye.
The 2014 editions are, of course, they're still going to be selling it, but after these last production of the Vaios and the e-readers, they're not gonna make any more. And those Vaios, they're pretty slick too. They're pretty good. They look pretty good.
Why are they just discontinuing them? That's weird, buddy. That's crazy. I wonder why.
I think they were losing money on those two products.
Just maybe because of the iPads and stuff.
Yeah, and if they might. Well, Sony's not going to be building them. They're going to stop production, but another company is trying to buy that part of the business to continue building them. So if the other company buys that part of the business, then they'll still be making the Vaios and the e-readers, or nice. They might turn into something else. So, but Sony doesn't want anything to do with those, the Vaios and the e-readers right now.
Maybe they got bigger plans for later.
Yeah. They said they were going to turn a lot of your attention to the, like you said, the tablets and the phones.
Hey, that's where it's at. You know why? Because everybody can carry around a phone and get on the internet, network, socialize, interact, share, commute, even, you know?
Yeah. And even the tablets too, if you like carrying around a 7-inch tablet.
Yeah, you like carrying around a tablet, you can get one of those too.
Well, you know, like the backpacks. Everybody has a backpack now, so instead of carrying a full size laptop, they can carry tablets.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy, late night rock pod.
Dude, I don't even remember the last time that I got some good sleep.
It's all right, buddy. Live your life. Stay busy.
Live fast and die young.
Live fast. Since you said live fast, Fast and Furious 7, was it? The new one that they're going to make, they are going to kill off Brian O'Connor.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd bring that up just in case you guys didn't hear about that.
Aaron Paul? Is that what his name is? Jesse Pinkman?
No, Fast and Furious?
Is he going to be in the new Fast and the Furious? Or is that just another movie that I was thinking they're going to...
Oh, okay. Play? The one you're thinking about is Need for Speed that's coming out this...
That's what it is.
Need for Speed, buddy. Need for Speed movie.
You gonna check it out?
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. It's gonna be coming in, what does it say, March? Yeah, it's gonna be coming in March. Need for Speed movie with Aaron Paul. I'm gonna check it out. March 14th.
Check it out, everybody.
Check it. Yes, sir. And next story, Boost Mobile has a limited time deal on unlimited LTE data for $35. But it's only for a limited time, though.
How long is it for?
It's going to be till March 31st.
What do you get?
Voice, text, and LTE data for $35 per month.
Oh, shit.
But that $35 per month is only going to be for 6 months. And then after that, it's going to be $50 again.
Don't get it.
Yep.
Save your money, folks.
And if you do get it, after 2.5 gigs of data being used, they're going to throttle you.
Get throttled.
So it is unlimited, but after 2.5 gigs, they'll probably bump you from LTE back to maybe 3G.
I'll tell you what.
3G.
My 3 blow like the wind.
Blows like
that. Oh, fuck, dude, I'm stupid, man. I'm all slap happy.
Slap happy DJ. Hashtag that, buddy.
Hashtag slap happy boy.
Slap happy.
I'm a slap happy boy. Oh, shit.
It's the next story. 5 great Android apps that do amazing things the iPhone can't.
What's that?
First one is the cover, like the home screen. So when you turn it on, you have the choice of either unlocking it and going to your home screen, or when you turn on your phone, you just have like the option of selecting different apps right from the start. Can you do that on your iPhone?
After I unlock it.
Yes, after. But this one, you don't have to unlock it.
But it... Oh, so you can touch app. Well, I mean, but see, if you touch apps while it's in your pocket or something, does that?
If it does turn on and you accidentally swipe something open, then yeah, it could be running. Like if it's in your pocket. What do they call it when you dial, butt dial?
Yeah, pocket dial.
So it'll be like a pocket
apping.
Pocket apping. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So yeah, that's one of them. And another one is a swipe the keyboard. You ever hear about that? Swipe the keyboard.
Swipe the keyboard?
Yeah, where you just swipe from letter to letter, spelling out words, and it just automatically types it out, and you just keep going and going. So like if you type in the, you just hit T, swipe to H, swipe to E, then you let off, then it spells the.
What is that, like predictive texting?
Not really. Sort of like predictive, because it'll predict what letters you are trying to swipe from which letter to which letter.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's sort of like that, and I do have it on my phone, and so far it works pretty good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I never thought I'd use it a lot, but I use it all the time right now. But like I said, I have my Droid 4, so I do have the physical keyboard on my phone. So when I'm filling out forms online, I don't like to use a swipe because it doesn't really predict that stuff pretty good, especially like if you're entering addresses and numbers.
Right.
I use the physical keyboard for that.
That's one thing that I wish maybe iPhone had, but then again, I don't. I don't know.
iDroid, buddy. iDroid.
I'm still sticking with the iPhone.
Just don't get the iPhone 5C, all right, buddy?
Don't get the cheap shit.
another one would be like a profile scheduler where, for example, if you go to sleep like around 10 in the evenings and you set a schedule for 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., you want your phone to only vibrate instead of ring if there's an incoming phone call, and it'll automatically do that for you at 10 p.m. every night. Or if you want to, like in the evenings, if you want to save your battery and you want to turn off your data or whatever, and you can set that schedule and it does it for you automatically. Yeah, there's other customizations you can do with that.
That's pretty cool, man. I've had the Droid. I'm not a fan.
Oh, okay.
I think that, I don't know. You know what I mean? I honestly don't know, yeah. Man.
And I think I'll quote a lot of people and DJ, because I remember you saying this, to each their own, right?
Yes, sir. To each their own, brother.
Yes,
to
sir. Straight from DJ Problems. That's one of DJ's problems.
One of my problemos.
Problemo. Yeah, another one, like if you plug in your headphone, you want your volume to automatically go like maybe like 80% or something like that. You could have it automatically do that. Just different stuff. Customizations, buddy.
That's too much, man. I just feel like you're too involved in your phone at that point. Yeah, I mean, but I guess for other people, you know, that don't really, I guess that aren't as, you know, involved in other things, maybe, you know, they can do their phone. I know a lot of people do stuff on their phones. You know, they just do everything from their phone, work, all that stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, like you said, to each their own, brother. There's a lot of necessities and useful things for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of tinkers out there. So
damn, iPhones don't have it.
another one, Android stocks tape widget. So you know how the iPhone, when you swipe down, there's a stocks widget that scrolls from the top?
Uh-huh.
But the Android, you could put that wherever you want.
I don't mind that. That's not something I really care about, dude, because I don't even look at that anyway. Do you? Do you look at stocks?
No, I don't look at it. Just because the first thing that comes up is usually Apple, you know, when you swipe down.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that shows is the Apple stocks.
Really? Let me see. Sir.
Try it.
Okay, so what do? I swipe down? Oh, I got to swipe today. I don't have anything, dude.
You don't have anything?
No. There's no stocks or anything. I don't know where that's at. I can't remember. Dude, I have such a hard time with anything like this, with an iPhone or anything like that. Dude. Yeah. Getting into it. I just installed Norton on my computer on the MacBook. I cannot get it off. I deleted it. I tried to look in the dock. I tried to look everywhere. Dude, I've looked through the Apple apps so many times, dude. I don't even know where anything's at anymore. I'm just like lost. I'm like, God damn it. I don't even know how to take this thing off.
Usually with those antivirus, you have to download
it again and then unload it, uninstall it.
No, there's like a download removal. So like there's if you search Norton uninstaller,
uh-huh.
And usually the site will come up where you have to download the a little program where it uninstalls everything for you.
It was just telling me it was as easy as like just clicking the uninstall thing and this and that. And I could not find that. It wasn't there. It's not inside of it. But these little like virus check warnings keep coming up and they're saying, oh, everything's cool, this and that. But it just, I don't want it in there.
Yeah, that's the one thing about these antivirus programs. They always leave something behind just because every once in a while something will pop up and say, hey, you might have a virus. Download again. Stuff like that. It's the government, buddy.
They want to see what I'm doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go on Ustream.
Go on Ustream. Watch me play.
Yeah, you really want to watch me, dude? I'll give you full access. You can check it out, and I'll let you have access to what I'm
doing. Watch DJ.
Watch me DJ and hurt feelings on Call of Duty.
Yes, sir. Yeah, when I was at work, I got to listen to part of your mixing and just checking you out, buddy.
Yeah, man, I just messing around, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to do anything spectacular or anything like that. I'm just messing around, checking out my new music that I got, just kind of going over a set, or just if I wanted to possibly use songs in later mixes, I know the music instead of just kind of blind eyeing it, you know?
Yeah.
I like to know my music. I like to know the whole deal and stuff and just see what, you know, get a feel for stuff. So I'm glad you tune in, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you watch, man.
And I did like a retweet and share your post too.
Yes, sir. And much love for that, my man. You always got my back, man.
Yes, sir. Yep. So yeah, every time you do that, I'll repost and share. And just like you said, it's and if you do, and listeners, if you do, keep checking him out, and you'll get a feel for him, and you just kind of, I guess grow like how listeners are listening to the Rot Pod, and we're on 49 right now.
Right.
And you just grow with us and just follow along, and it's just enjoy it.
Yep. You know, man, started from the bottom. Now we're here, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Is that Drake? Huh?
Yeah, I don't like that, dude. Started
from the bottom and we're here.
Hey, since you watched my vines, there's this one of, Zach Galifianakis, is that what's his name? Where he's spanking Justin Bieber with a belt. And he's on this talk show with him, and he's just telling him shit, you know what I mean? Justin Bieber's like, what the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Zach Galifianakis, he stands up and he rips his belt off of his belt. This dude just fucking starts wailing away at Justin Bieber. And he's like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, what the hell are you doing, man? And so the dude posts this on his video. He's like, who wishes they could do this to Justin? Don't forget.
Oh, it's not a real video?
Yeah, it is a real video.
Oh,
it's a
okay.
Real, yeah, it's a real video. Let me see. Watch. I could share it on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I know what you said about Justin Bieber. They're trying to like deport him back to Canada, right?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, buddy. Bye-bye, Bieber.
I signed that.
Did you sign it?
I signed that, dude. What a dickhead, huh? Hey, bro, honestly, if you think you can get away with it, honestly, dude, like, bro, have some respect for not only yourself, but for everybody else around you. I've seen like multiple videos and stuff. I'm not going to like bash the dude or anything like that, but dude, make some wise decisions, man. Come on now. You know, if you want to be a role model for people, like a role model for people and stuff like that, like,
yeah,
I don't honestly don't think you should be spitting on your fans and stuff like that, dude, and just doing whatever you want. I mean, I know everybody has their tipping point, bro, but dude, not cool, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But bye-bye.
And if you do post it or send it to me, I'll post it too.
Okay, I'm gonna post it right now, and I'm gonna post it on your wall. Okay.
Does he say anything while he's doing all that?
Yeah, he's like, ow, ow, what are you doing?
Ow.
Okay, I'm posting it right now on Facebook. Oh, dude, this vine's great. It's awesome. Let's see if I could get a little clip playing online for us now.
What are you doing?
He's just whacking the shit out of him with a belt, dude.
What are you doing? Just saying, what are you doing?
Dude, he's going to town like a redheaded stepchild, yeah. Dude. Oh, shit.
And what did you say it says? Like, when did you like to do this to?
It says, who wishes they could do this to Justin? Don't forget to rewind and like.
Rewind, like, and sign the...
Sign the petition.
Sign the petition. Bye-bye, Bieber. BBB.
You know, dude, I honestly want to hear what, I want to hear what, some East Coast people have to say about that. You know what I mean? I want to hear some East Coast accents talk about how they feel about Justin Bieber. Dude, I got to send you some funny stuff. I'll send it to you later when we get offline. There's this dude in the gym and he's just like, he's just making jokes and just being like a tool just for the, just being a joker. Uh-huh. But it's funny, man. It's so funny. He's just got this like little whole gym antics type deal, dude. And he's just joking around in the gym the whole time. And this guy's hilarious. I'll have to send it to you. Maybe we could talk about it next podcast.
All right. Vine it, buddy.
Yeah, man. I could vine it. I think that's what, my vines are going to be tonight.
Yes, sir. One review on the new PlayStation Vita Slim. They gave it a good review. LCD screen is pretty good. The micro USB charging port is better than the proprietary Sony cable. And it's thinner and lighter. The only bad thing is it's not really bad, but I guess people complain about it. It's only a 1 gig of storage and you have to buy extra storage. So that one's one review from CNET. And CNET does pretty good game reviews or hardware reviews. And I do agree with it. So PlayStation Vita, pretty good system to have. If it comes to the U.S., they still haven't announced when the Vita Slim will come to the U.S. And we'll check out this next story, buddy.
This next story, my man.
Apple and carriers will donate free devices and broadband to U.S. schools. So with that, Apple plans to donate $100 million in iPads, MacBooks, and software to underprivileged schools.
That's awesome.
That's really good. And another company, Autodesk and O'Reilly Media, will give away free software and content. So maybe the software and content might be like education stuff. And a third company would be Microsoft. They will discount their Windows. Of course, they're not giving away anything, but they'll discount Windows for PCs.
Windows is going to discount?
Microsoft will discount their Windows software.
Let me just say this, brother. What does that say about Windows?
Yeah.
What does that say about Windows? If a company can turn around, that's a multi-million-dollar company. I mean, I'm honestly in it for the kids, brother. If it can help our youth,
yeah,
you know, succeed and excel and, you know, keep them in school and stuff like that and, you know, make it interesting for them, I'm all for that, bro. But, you know, when you turn around and go, oh, well, you know, these people are going to donate all of their stuff, you know, whether it be old or new, they're still donating it.
Yeah.
And then another company turn around and of the lower company and say, hey, look, we'll discount you, but, we're not going to just give it to you.
Give it away. Yep. Yep. That's why people, pirate, you know?
Yes, sir. That is true. That is true.
And they do have, I mean, they do have money and I don't see no reason why they shouldn't.
Donate. Well, I honestly believe you got to spend money to make money.
And we're not talking about Bill Gates here too, because if it were Bill Gates, I think he would give it away, because you know how him and his wife have their own charity, and they do give away hundreds of millions of dollars every year, both of them individually. So, and this guy from Microsoft, the new guy that took over, I think this is all his say.
Let me say this. When you give away money, though, don't you get some of that back in a tax write-off? Let me just say that. So if you give $100 million away, you know, you might just walk away with $50 million.
Maybe,
still,
yeah.
You know, boo, boo, boo. Sorry, dude. I don't know, brother. I look for those little things, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the one thing that somebody could recognize offhand. Microsoft, in turn, will heavily discount Windows for PCs. So that's the one thing when you hear Apple is donating $100 million and stuff, and then you hear Windows is discounting Windows, that's what you get.
And, more power to them, brother.
Yes, sir. Also, carriers such as AT&T and Sprint will offer free wireless broadband to schools for multiple years.
That's awesome.
And then saying that again, check this out. Verizon isn't giving away service, but it will donate up to $100 million in cash and other commitments.
Okay. Well, I can deal with that. I can deal with that. What do you think?
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, no. Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, what do you think? What do you think about that?
Yeah, there's $1 million in cash and other commitments. So they might be maybe, of course, $1 million in cash is cash, and the other commitments might be like maybe like putting up towers so they get service and running fiber and, you know, maybe even hardware. So
yeah, man. I mean, I know it takes to run the Windows, you have to have like a hotspot or something like that.
Yeah.
And with Apple, you just have to have a solid Wi-Fi connection, right? Or, well, I mean, I guess it works with both, right? Does it work for both like that?
To get a Wi-Fi connection?
Yeah. Does the Android have to have a hotspot, or does it have a Wi-Fi thing?
Yeah, Android has a Wi-Fi also. Oh,
sorry, brother. I'm just talking out of my ass right now.
No, they're both the same. Yes, sir. You have anything to add, DJ, for number 49?
You know what, buddy? I just recently broke 3,500 plays.
Oh, yeah.
This morning I woke up to 3,503 plays. And let me tell you what, brother. I am so happy. Like, I can remember, dude, 4 years ago when I started that DJ profile.
Uh-huh.
I used to put up mix after mix after mix after mix after mix. And, you have to give a couple years to something like that before it actually starts to sound good and stuff like that. But dude, in the last, I guess I completely cleared off that page in 2013.
Uh-huh.
In 2013 or not even that, like 11 months ago, if that, and, started over completely brand new and, I built up, 3,500 plays people get a lot more plays than that, but you know, shoot, I can remember when I had one play. I can remember when I had 100 plays. So I'm so excited, man.
Almost
5,000. So, you know, thank you so much, dude, for sharing my music. Thank you for, tuning in and sharing, my posts and stuff like that, man. Thank you for sharing it on the Rot Pod. And, yeah, man, it just, thank you, brother. I can't tell you enough, man. I really appreciate that. And, thank you to all the listeners out there for, supporting me and my music and, just giving me a listen and stuff like that. I really appreciate that. One day I will have music for you guys to listen to. Right now it's just, it's just kind of hard with no studio computer and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in time it will come, but I really appreciate everybody's support and love and all that good stuff. So thank you guys.
Cool. Cool. And, yes, as you're talking about your page, would it be good to link, like, how the past two, uploads you did, I was linking to your Mixcloud. Do you think it would be better to link to your house mixes?
You know what, brother? It doesn't honestly matter. I've noticed now that Mixcloud doesn't play my mixes. It was every time I go on to Mixcloud.com or on my phone, it just doesn't play them. It'll say it's going to load to them, but it doesn't play them. So, I guess for right now, let's do house mixes. You know what I mean? For the most part, I'll keep posting on both. I'll keep sending the links up on your posts, on your pages, on my pages. But yeah, man. Do some house mixes instead, I guess.
Okay. Sounds good. Cool, cool. All right, buddy. Number 49.
Shoot, brother. Number 49 in the books.
In the books, buddy. All right, DJ. Fry bread or your mama's tortillas?
Oh, damn, dude.
This or that.
Oh, shit. Where's the fry bread coming from?
Your favorite place.
I'm probably going to have to say, damn, dude. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to say fry bread, I think, dude.
All right, buddy. All right, DJ Problems, official Mixcloud, House Mixes, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Fine, Google Plus. Fine,
yes, sir. Any last words?
Everybody, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. It's been real.